Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski, speaking on his experience with 9/11. All right, Chief, thanks for joining me here on 9/11. Let's just start with, where were you on 9/11?
At the time, I was working for the Ocean City Police Department in Ocean City, Maryland, where I served as a division commander, and we had just finished a very large event for us called Bike Week. It's a motorcycle rally. And we were just about to start a meeting to debrief the event.
And you're actually from a lot closer to the area, correct, and started your career there?
Exactly. I actually was born in an area of Pennsylvania that was maybe 15 miles from Shanksville. My parents still lived in that area, and I had cousins, actually, who maybe 5 minutes from Shanksville. And then as far as the Pentagon, during college, I had worked in Washington, D.C., doing deliveries for about a year, and I was very familiar with all, the area around the Pentagon and, the whole mall. That was actually part of my route.
Well, let's touch on a couple things that we talked about before we got started. One is your family in Shanksville is right there and pretty much was within shouting distance of that crash.
Oh, yes. I had like I said, I had cousins that were very close. If they were looking in the right direction, they could have probably seen the plane come down. Likewise, my parents. My mother was out of the area at the time, but my father, it may be about a 20-minute drive through the woods to get to Shanksville from where he was living.
All right, and another interesting thing is you said you were very familiar with the D.C. area and the White House, and where you see it every day from the ground, it's kind of a different perspective from the sky, and that might have led to the Pentagon actually being hit. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, I'm very familiar with the White House, the location of the White House. I saw it every day while I was working in the district. But there's an interesting phenomenon. If you were to leave Reagan International Airport, flying, out of the district, even knowing where the White House is from the air, you cannot see it. And I'm not sure if it's because the way the trees are lined up around it, the government office buildings that are there, but you know exactly where the White House is, but you can't see it.
And so you'd kind of mentioned that from your understanding, they were kind of trying to fly over top and find it, but they couldn't. And then that's why they ended up having to end up in the Pentagon.
Exactly. The prevailing thought is that the flight that actually crashed into the Pentagon was intended originally for the White House, simply couldn't find it. And circled around and then struck the Pentagon. Just having the experience of flying over Washington, D.C. Several times and considering the speed of the jet at that time, it really had no chance of finding the White House.
All right, so then you get your career started in Ocean City, Maryland, which is obviously a lot closer in proximity than where you're at now. Kind of talk about some of the people you interacted with, some of the experiences you had regarding 9/11.
Yeah, I have a couple thoughts here. There's one gentleman who retired from his job. He worked at the Alexandria Fire Department, where he served as a fire marshal and arson investigator and was in that position during 9/11. He subsequently retired from that job and came to work for Ocean City Police Department. In discussing 9/11 with this gentleman, I came to realize, I call it a phenomenon or whatever, but upon moving here to Iowa, I felt that the people here, though very, very patriotic, were a little bit insulated from what happened on 9/11. Things were so far away. You might not know anybody who perished. And I felt I just was much more in touch with it, having been right there. And a lot of people that I know, even though I didn't lose any family members, a lot of people I knew lost friends and family. I just didn't feel that same connection here in Iowa. But the funny thing is, talking to my friend who was at the scene at the Pentagon, he felt the same thing about me and other people, that we were really insulated from what happened at the scene. We had three officers from Ocean City actually went to Ground Zero in New York City immediately after and served there, one on a hospital ship, one at the crime scene. And and they, again, were right there to see what happened, for a little while afterward, and they really felt it. And as in touch with it as I felt I was, they said, you just can't imagine. And that really puts it in perspective how devastating this was and how far-reaching this event was to the families and people involved.
So you have an interesting position of being in law enforcement and being from that area, whether it was there or now here in Pella and Marion County area. Do you see a shift in the way people are a little more vigilant about suspicious activity or just aware? Like you said, we weren't necessarily aware of that threat at the time.
No, we lost our innocence that day in a way, and we became a very vigilant nation. Many, many calls to the police came in whenever they saw suspicious activity, and we spent a lot of time running down leads, and we're grateful to do so. Anything we could do to contribute to the capture or eradication of this bad element, it was our duty, and we were willing to do this. Since then, I don't know that America has really forgotten 9/11. I don't know that we ever will, but just think about the circumstances back then. Every home in the neighborhood had an American flag. Everybody did. And we were true patriots at that time. And I think we still are. But in a way, we've become, whether war-weary, desensitized, I'm not sure what it is, but, one by one, the flags seemed to go away. And at a time we were just so proud to be American, even though that we had come under attack or ambush, so to speak, we were proud to be Americans, and we wanted to do something about this. We were not going to let this happen in our country. I think we still have that. Yeah, but I think in a way, perhaps we've lost our passion about it. I think it's still there. I think we're still a patriotic nation. I think people still love America. But at that point in time, it's like we've been hitting the nose, and we were ready to hit back.
Well, as you mentioned, I imagined it's somewhat similar to the closer you are to it in location, the deeper of a bond you feel with that event, and the closer we were to it actually happening, it's probably faded a bit since as well. Again, you're in law enforcement. You have friends and family that were affected by this. You had a brother who was deployed. Has he shared anything with you that you'd like to share with us?
No, my brother, shortly after 9/11, he again lives in Maryland and was a National Guardsman. He was activated and was sent to the Pentagon to serve there, and as a guard, and eventually was reassigned to Guantanamo Bay and was there for about a year. And he's a great patriot. My brother really is. He bleeds red, white, and blue. But, my recollections there, he said it was amazing the damage that was done at the Pentagon. And I think the Pentagon's five sides, five stories tall, five layers deep. And I believe this plane penetrated four of them. And, he says there was considerable amount of damage. Perhaps my most enduring recollection is what he had to say about Guantanamo Bay as much bad press as Guantanamo Bay received. He said it was almost a country club there. Says very, very good conditions there for those prisoners.
Any other thoughts for us, Chief?
When we talk about people here being insulated, I don't mean it in the demeaning way at all. I believe Iowa, this is the heartland of America, and there's great, great patriots here. I see the VFW and the American Legion, and just those men and women believe in America, and it's just a wonderful thing to see, and how they the endurance that they have and the passion for this country. But when I talk about the insulation, I mentioned earlier we had some officers who were actually at Ground Zero and served there in what was termed as the crime scene. And when you watch it on TV, you see a very big building go down and you see a lot of rubble. But when you're actually in the inner perimeter, and you see pieces of human remains being removed, and you understand that's somebody's mother and that's somebody's father, and it really brings it home. That was a human life, and now they're just taking little pieces out of there, and it was hard to handle for a lot of the people there. Seeing the World Trade Center, I'm not sure how many stories it was, maybe 110, and it was reduced to the size of about a five-story building. Just being there and living through it and seeing the people who actually watched this happen and seeing how they're handling it and hearing their stories, it really, really brings it alive for you.
All right, thanks again, Chief. We know this is a very sensitive subject for many Americans, and we appreciate your service when you were back in Maryland serving our country in that community and, of course, here in this community. Thanks again for everything you and your officers do for us here and keeping us safe here in Marion County.
Thank you very much, Justin. Appreciate this opportunity.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Your official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is coming up next.